I tuned in to BFF.fm, and it was pretty obscure. There was a lot of music on there that I didn't know.
BFF.fm, best frequencies forever.
They didn't play.
Hey, what's really going on? This is Boots Riley. You are listening to BFF.fm. And this is just in case you thought you were listening to some other station, but somehow typed in these letters. We want to let you know that you've made a mistake, but probably a good one. All right. So keep it locked right here.
Good morning. You are listening to TV on the Radio here on BFF.fm. Jess and I just finished our green juice in preparation for the Emmys tonight. And
our fleet of black helicopters landed just in time.
Absolutely. You got to leave that mask on for the next hour. I know they say 20 minutes for a mask, but you need at least an hour. We are prepping for the 71st Primetime Emmys, which is airing tonight on Fox, because I don't know. It's going to be a fucking state sponsored TV thing soon, so I don't know, weird
how Tucker Carlson won all the Emmys. Outstanding lead actress in a variety show. Okay, congrats.
Outstanding scripted comedy. Tonight is the 71st Primetime Emmys, as I said, airing on Fox for some bizarre reason. Well, money, I'm sure. And I just want to start by saying that we're sitting here in a heated debate with our ballots. Jess is frantically filling hers out. I went ahead and completed mine ahead of time.
Oh, well. Okay, I'm done.
But I also, while we were prepping for the show, I was like, God, it's hard to get excited about this. And I think it is hard to get excited about this very, very low stakes thing. Okay.
Right.
Like,
you don't have to be excited.
No, I know. But I have a larger point, I think. So the cognitive dissonance of being alive right now, where Friday, like millions and millions of teenagers took to the streets, literally begging the world to do something, not to just keep destroying itself. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump responded by inching ever closer to becoming the actual fucking Onceler from The Lorax and, like, mandating that polar bears kill bald eagles, like, and fracking has to happen. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's truly, truly horrible. And then it's like, oh, do I give a shit what Mandy Moore wears? And yes, I do. I really do.
To be clear.
Yeah. And
it is very important to us.
And it's just, it's tough.
Yeah.
And it's also tough because it's like, I thinking back, like, some of the real moments of, like, delight and joy that I've taken in the interminable winter that has lasted since, like, 2016, mm-hmm. has been in the arts. It has been in TV. Like, And I do think that TV, a lot of these nominees, like, really, really spoke to me and, like, moved me mm-hmm. in ways that the world itself seems unable to be,
right.
like, to do nowadays. And I don't know what my larger point is, but it just seems real tough to truly give a shit about this. And I feel like I want the Emmys to happen. I want art to be recognized. It still has a place in the world mm-hmm. until, you know, it's shut down. Gone. Yeah, until right. it's shut down and Tucker Carlson is our only entertainment. But I don't know. It does seem gauche to celebrate, to sit sure. there for 2 hours and celebrate these people reading words.
2 hours, that's generous.
Yeah, whatever. Because I was thinking about it in the context of there's no host for the Emmys this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally take a lot of joy out of the fact that fucking Michael Che and Colin Jost tanked the Emmys hosting
Did they gig. Personally ruin the hosting award shows?
Yes, they absolutely did. Everyone's like, nobody is better than these two fucks. But I do kind of think that this is like a weird paring down of, like,
yeah.
you know, it's like maybe, I don't know, maybe don't televise it.
Like, do you think there's no host because, like, no one wants to be the face of this, you know, superfluous celebration of
vapid circle jerk. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think it's like, I don't know. I don't have a larger point. Like, my big thing is I'll just be very upset if everybody doesn't get up and say, Nancy Pelosi, do your job. That should be the only speech sure, anyone yeah. gives. But
you gotta, anyway. Why you gotta get political? Stick to acting. Stick to accepting awards.
They're like, I'm reading the fucking cue card. Yeah. That is my job. but anyway, let's get into it. Because as I said, TV has brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
Lo these many years.
And like looking at this list, I would say this has been a pretty great year. There are several categories where I have a really hard time deciding
truly torn
who I want to win.
Yeah.
Some combination of Russian Doll, Barry, and Fleabag appears in several categories. Yeah. And that is real tough for me.
Yeah.
All three competitors for my favorite shows of 2019.
Yeah. So just a little, I don't know, we just got a tweet from listener Nora. Thanks for listening, Nora. And she said, oh, we still have to think about Game of Thrones.
I know.
And the reason we do is because the Emmys cover the TV period of June 1st, 2018 to May 31st, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So that's why the Beverly Hills 902 reboot isn't in here.
Yeah.
See you next year, guys.
See you next year, JP. Yeah, so that's why we're still talking about Game of Thrones and pretending anything other than Game of Thrones is going to win.
I'm really. Not pretending that. I picked Game of Thrones in every category. The only ones where it was hard was where three different people are nominated for Game of Thrones acting.
Yeah, which is all of them.
Yeah.
They're actually even nominated in writing categories.
Yeah, in comedy and musical special.
All right, so let's just get into it, okay. Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And if you guys want to share your thoughts on your hopes and dreams for who will win or who will lose, tweet it.
Or who's going to look great or yeah. who's going to be the first to make a political statement. Who is going to
who the
have
first accused harasser movement, to show up?
Me Too be. Moment, yeah. All of it. We'd like to hear all of your.
Yeah.
Who's going to be speed dialed by Ronan Farrow tonight after the Emmys? Go ahead and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We are at BFF TV on the radio, and we're always available on your Twitter. I love there are tons of printable ballots. I love the Vanity Fair one because I printed it on one sheet to mm-hmm. save time. But the Vanity Fair one just puts all the important ones on the first page.
Oh,
the second
smart.
One's like, you're like, oh, yeah, writing for a variety series. Nobody cares.
I have the one from the Emmys website. It's pretty good, too. It's got a cute little graphic on it.
It does. Yeah, it's very official. We will be scoring along at home tonight. So, and we're going to be live tweeting the Emmys,
sure,
right?
Sure, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Tune in.
Yeah. So definitely, you definitely do not want to mute our stream today.
In fact, you could unmute it today.
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and we'll be coming at you with some hot takes. Because, again, we do very much care what Mandy Moore wears to the Emmys. Okay, so first on my ballot is drama series. the nominees are.
I should have printed out the same ballot as you.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I'll find it.
The nominees are Better Call Saul, mm-hmm. Bodyguard, Game of Thrones, Killing Eve, Season 2, Ozark, also Season 2, Pose on FX, Succession, Season 1, and This Is Us. Thoughts, comments, concerns?
My personal pick would be Succession, but obviously Game of Thrones is going to take it. How about you?
Yeah, I do think Game of Thrones is going to take it because it was the last season and it, whatever, like it was an event. It was a whole thing. The whole world stopped. Everybody watched Game of Thrones. Everybody had very strong opinions about it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine.
I didn't watch it. I still have strong opinions.
Yeah. I thought it was fine. I think, yes, Succession would absolutely be my pick. I think this is a worthy category. I loved season 2 of Ozark.
Incredible.
I thought it was
incredible
writing. I thought it shifted the story in a female-centric way that mm-hmm. I am looking for from all my TV. I was very gratified by that. But again, just fucking the sheer, like, want that Succession created in me, mm-hmm. like... Capitalism is good, you guys. I don't know if you knew.
That was not my takeaway, but I still loved it.
No, the amazing things that Succession has done to make these monsters seem like the most fascinating characters is just outstanding. Mm-hmm. It's really, truly an outstanding drama series. I was gratified to see that the Emmy nominating board are back on their bullshit with like always throwing in something like This Is Us.
Yeah, there always has to be a fucking network sappy.
Yeah, which I don't. I watched part of the first season of mm-hmm. This Is Us and I quit because it was emotionally manipulative in a way that I don't want telegraphed as that obvious. Mm-hmm. Like Friday Night Lights was like one of the most affecting emotional shows I've ever seen, and it was obviously designed to be effective emotionally, but I never felt like obviously manipulated by it in the way that I did by This Is Us. But mm-hmm. I know people love it, so I don't know. But I also thought Bodyguard was a weird pick in there. Bodyguard was fine. Richard Madden.
Yeah, I mean,
fine.
It was a sensation, I guess. I really liked it. I mean, I don't know what I would swap in for one of these. I thought Killing Eve really dropped off in the second season.
I also was not super into season 2. And I know that people love Pose. I have not watched Pose.
Yeah, I've only
heard great
things.
I also am very invested in how Billy Porter is going to blow up the fucking internet by wearing another fabulous, awesome thing. So
you don't have to apologize.
I'm invested in that. But yeah, I don't know enough about Pose. And Better Call Saul is an amazing series. I personally don't watch anymore. But
yeah, it's still super good. I feel like it's just sort of a sleeper thing now, but it's still incredible.
Yeah, Better Call Saul is like the... It's so terrible that it's being made in a time when there's so much other good TV because it is a sleeper thing because it's not flashy enough to, you know, it's like the Americans was this amazing drama that was not recognized for so many years because there was so much louder competition.
Right. All these and shows that take place like between 15 and 25 years ago, like I feel like they suffer from the actual color palette, like mm-hmm. muted desert tones. Yeah, yeah. It's just how do you compete with Game of Thrones when you're like wearing a baggy suit in 1992 or whatever,
working at a Cinnabon or whatever. I don't know, but I've Better Call Saul's great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, comedy series.
Okay,
this is so hard. Barry, Fleabag, The Good Place, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Russian Doll, Schitt's Creek, and Veep.
I mean, Veep is going to take it.
I'm
again like a power hitter that always sweeps the Emmys, and this is the nomination for its final season.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also do think that Fleabag was so widely like adored that Fleabag has a real shot. I think I've been very clear about my feelings about Fleabag. Mm-hmm. It briefly made me want to be a better person. That didn't last. I love The Good Place. I think Kristen Bell's amazing. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, that's another bullshit throw-in one that won last year. So if that wins this year, I'm going to be sad.
I'm really torn on that show. I feel like I should go back and like actually watch it for myself. I hear really mixed things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find it all that appealing, but I don't know. I kind of
again, I think Rachel Brosnahan did an amazing job. I think she was perfectly cast. I think that it was a perfectly pleasant show, but I don't think it resonated with me. Again, like that show being in this time that we're living, I don't know.
Also, so Fleabag, I presume, is your pick.
Yeah.
Fucking Barry and Russian Doll.
Yeah.
As I've said, I have Russian Doll as my pick because I just thought that
that's
that
who you season, want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was so incredible. But as I've mentioned probably every week here, Barry, I think, is one of the greatest shows. I just am so mesmerized by it. And Schitt's Creek, like,
yeah,
that's I mean maybe not the heavy hitter that Fleabag, Barry, and Russian Doll are, but Schitt's Creek is an amazing show. It's a little like Canadian production, like on a soundstage with no music, but the actors are so funny. It's so heartwarming.
Yeah,
and I think this is the first year it's actually getting any awards recognition.
Yeah, also for its final season.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it'll. I don't know. Maybe the Emmy voters will surprise us with some. I don't know. Something. They won't. It's going to go to The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Limited series. The nominees are Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
That biopic about Cher. That's what that was for, right?
Yes.
Escape at Dannemora, the Ben Stiller joint. Fosse Verdon, Sharp Objects, the Amy Adams Desperate Wanna Try Hard. And When They See Us, the Ava DuVernay Central Park 5. Light little jaunt. Who do you think it's going to be?
Wait, I've lost this category. Is this directing for a limited
series?
No,
just limited series. Yeah. What series do you think it's going to be?
I can't find it on my ballot.
So the nominees are Chernobyl, Escape at Dannemora, Fosse Verdon.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, I actually picked, I think Chernobyl's going to win, and that is my pick. Although I haven't, some of these I haven't seen. I started, as we were discussing, I started When They See Us, and it was just too emotionally hard to take. I couldn't watch it. Sharp Objects, I've stopped watching that show because it was so stupid.
I did. It was really, really
stupid. I do not understand the appeal of it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
What do you think?
I think it might be Fosse Verdon. People really, really love
it. I meant to watch that.
Fosse Verdon.
I watched it.
The episodes that I watched were compelling enough, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't for me.
Okay. I did watch Chernobyl. It was incredible.
You watched all of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't end well.
Yeah, I'm I did love else. The Dairy Girls tie-in, though. That was great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a fun crossover. Someone, and this isn't really a spoiler, but someone pointed out, like, how many times do I have to watch Jared Harris hang himself?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, just that's your jam. One show, Jared Harris. Yeah. Okay. TV movie is next on my list.
Okay. Yep, I'm with you.
Okay. Bandersnatch, The Black Mirror, Choose Your Own Adventure, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that what that was?
Yes.
Brexit, which I didn't know was a thing. I knew Brexit the thing was a thing. I didn't know Brexit the TV movie was a thing. Deadwood the movie, King Lear, and My Dinner with Hervé.
What do you think?
I think it's going to go to Deadwood.
I think so,
I think
too.
It should go to Deadwood. I think that movie was glorious. That movie was a meditation on the passing of time. I think...
Should I watch it even though I didn't watch Deadwood?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Timothy Oliphant at the end saying, I'm home,
spoilers,
moved me to, like, floods of tears. Floods of tears. And I think it's going to win because Deadwood was this big unresolved thing.
Mm-hmm.
David Milch, who did Deadwood? David Milch is dying of Alzheimer's. I think absolutely. I mean, the movie... Not dying of Alzheimer's, but has Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And I think he's an absolute genius. And if this is his legacy, it is amazing. And it was truly beautiful.
That's so great to hear. Sometimes it feels like when they bring these things back, I know the fans like it and it's great to have resolution, but it does feel like a cash grab and like you could be shitting on a great legacy. But it's great to hear that they got it together and like got the band back together to actually make a satisfying and beautiful
resolution. Was 10 years later, and it was just it was beautiful. It was wonderful. Great. I loved it. It wasn't perfect, but it was as close to perfect as you can get. Who the fuck was in King Lear? Do we know anything
about
that?
I have no idea. Never heard of it. I mean, I've heard of King Lear, but not the recent TV movie. Yeah. I would love it if it was like a stylized high school drama. Do you think maybe it is
done in the Riverdale style? That'd be
great. Or like anyway.
You mentioned you saw My Dinner with
Hervé. I did. Yeah, it's again not perfect.
Jamie Dornan and Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister. Peter Dinklage. Great. I mean, I think that's a tough role to play Hervé. Yes. 5 minutes ago, I could have told you his name, but now it's escaping
Villages?
Me. Yes.
Is it Villages?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Something like that.
Okay. Let's move on, guys. Lead actor in a drama. Jason Bateman, Ozark. Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us. Kit Harington, Game of Thrones. Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul. Billy Porter in Pose. And Milo Ventimiglia for This Is Us.
Automatic give it to Game of Thrones, Kit Harington, for me.
Yeah, he was great. I do think he will probably win. I don't know. Bob Odenkirk.
My pick is Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk is amazing. I'm currently watching him on Undone, which is available on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
It's the rotoscope, like, weird time thing. And it's...
Well, that explains it.
Very... Yeah, it's it's truly fascinating. But Bob Odenkirk, even... animated Bob Odenkirk, just is such a good actor.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, I do think it's I thought Jason Bateman did an amazing mm-hmm. job in season two of
for
Ozark.
Some reason I just feel in my gut that Ozark is gonna get the shaft. I don't know why. It was really, I thought season two was great. I just feel like it's not gonna get recognized
for some reason. Don't think so either. It's a tough crowd. I feel like Sterling K. Brown has won for something in the past. I don't know.
Did he win anything for the OJ
series? Yes, he won for the OJ series. He was not amazing in that. Yeah. And I don't know. Milo Ventimiglia is a handsome, nice guy who buys Mandy Moore sushi on set. So I don't know. Sure. But whatever. He is doing a very good job in that show.
I thought he was dead. Spoilers.
Yes. He's doing a very good job in that show. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think they all are fine. Billy Porter is an amazing actor.
I've only heard good things about Pose. I mean, I'm definitely gonna have to watch that.
Lead actor in a comedy. This is where shit really goes sideways. Anthony Anderson, perpetual nominee. I don't know if he's ever won. Blackish. Don Cheadle for Black Monday. Ted Danson for The Good Place. Michael fucking Douglas for the goddamn Kominsky Method. Bill Hader for Barry, and Eugene Levy for Schitt's Creek.
I have several thoughts.
I have many thoughts. Ted Danson, national treasure.
Sure.
The Good Place will be an amazing legacy for him. Not your year. Michael Douglas has won.
Sit down, tall guy.
Just enjoy your happy marriage to Mary Steenburgen, okay? Whatever, you're fine. Michael Douglas has fucking won a goddamn Emmy or a Golden Globe or some bullshit for this Kominsky Method bullshit that nobody cares about. It was a Netflix show starring him and Alan Arkin as old people. Nobody wants to see that. And I don't want him to be awarded for that because it's just going to encourage him to lean more into that being a grumpy old fuck thing. And I'm not here for it. Bill Hader as Barry.
That's my pick and my pick.
Outstanding.
Greatest
actor of our
generation. Eugene
Levy is a Canadian and American treasure. I would love to see him be recognized.
So my thoughts on that.
I would be very upset if Bill Hader doesn't win this.
Eugene Levy is nominated for Schitt's Creek,
is
obviously.
Is it Levy or Levy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I say Levy, but... I think one could argue that Dan Levy is really the star of that show.
Yeah.
Eugene Levy is very funny, but is very much the straight man in the show. And I wonder if they made... an election to not submit Dan Levy because, you know, give Eugene Levy a long, long awaited Emmy. I don't
and
know if it's not
Dan,
Emmy, but
Dan Levy just signed a 3-show deal with Did he's going to be fine. He's working.
Yeah, with, I wonder if like they think he's going to, you know, he'll get his eventually. So
yeah, give it to Eugene. It's a sentimental pick for Eugene Levy.
I think Dan Levy would have been a stronger contender in the category. But
yeah, you get friend to do whatever of you want. Friend of the show Inger just let us know King Lear was on Amazon. And it was The Usual Suspects, Anthony Hopkins and whatever.
Oh, God.
Yeah, snooze. Okay, so I will be very upset if Bill Hader loses. Yeah, I will be less upset if he loses to Eugene Levy. But I will be irate if Michael Douglas stands up to accept a goddamn award for that POS.
Oh, and real quick, I haven't finished it, but I've watched some of Black Monday. And it is funny. And Don Cheadle is great.
Yeah, sorry, Dom. good for you. It's an honor just to be nominated. Lead actress in a drama, Emilia Clarke for Game of Thrones, Jodie Comer for Killing Eve, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, again, nominated every year, Laura Linney for Ozark, Mandy Moore for This Is Us, Sandra Oh for Killing Eve, and Robin Wright for House of Cards. I also have thoughts on this category.
I just gave it to Emilia Clarke because she's in Game of Thrones. I think Laura, I mean, I haven't seen all of these, but Laura Linney was so incredible in Ozark.
She, my blood just ran cold thinking about her performance. She was so good in Ozark. Jodie Comer in Killing Eve, I don't think that this was a very strong, I haven't even finished the second season.
Oh, really?
But she is... Yeah. Outstanding in
She's
that
great.
In that role.
Did she not get nominated in the first season?
She did.
She did. Okay.
She did. But Sandra Oh won, becoming the first Asian to ever win for lead actress in a drama. So sleep tight, Emmys. You're fine. You covered that last year. Like, so yeah, I think that it's. I think Jodie Comer or Laura Linney would be amazing, but it is going to go to Emilia Clarke. I mean, if you get carried away by a dragon, you're. As your final scene, you're, you know, pretty much guaranteed an Emmy. lead actress in a comedy. Christina Applegate is nominated for Dead to Me.
Oh, yeah.
I would...
She was great.
Maybe contest the use of comedy.
I mean, that's... We could say a lot about that.
Yeah.
It's the things that are considered comedies now. It's just like, if it's a half hour, it's a comedy.
Yeah.
But, like, Barry is nominated for comedy series. I'd venture that that's one of the darkest fucking things I've watched.
Yeah.
Russian Doll too, which was very funny, but you know.
So yeah, so Christina Applegate, Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep, Natasha Lyonne for Russian Doll, Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge for
this
for
is
Fleabag.
A really tough one.
This one, yet again, like women are just look at this category. Like this category is awesome. Maybe not Rachel Brosnahan. Mandy Moore is fine at what she's doing. She's great, whatever, but she's not, I don't think it's in the same realm. Wait, is
no, yeah,
Moore?
We're looking at comedy. So I picked Julia Louis-Dreyfus because Veep will win everything.
But she has won so many times.
But yeah, decide. Okay, so my pick is Phoebe Waller-Bridge because I feel like her acting was, you know, the backbone of Fleabag.
Yeah.
I mean, the writing was great, but like she really... That was a tough role, I think. Yeah. And she was incredible. But Natasha Lyonne in Russian Doll, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine O'Hara in Schitt's Creek is so funny. Just amazing.
Moira
and yeah, like
Rose,
I said, Christina Applegate was really great in Dead to Me.
She was. This is a really, really tough
This might
category.
Be the toughest one.
Yeah. But I also gave it to Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Do you think she's going to win over Julia Louis-Dreyfus, or do you just want that?
I want that, and I think she has a shot.
Yeah.
I gave it to her. But I do think Julia Louis-Dreyfus will
probably... Watch it be Rachel Brosnahan.
Again, she won last year. Lead actor in a limited series or movie, Mahershala Ali for True Detective, Benicio del Toro for Escape at Dannemora, Hugh Grant, A Very English Scandal, Jared Harris for Chernobyl, Jarell Jerome for When They See Us, and Sam Rockwell for Fosse Verdon.
I think it's going to be Jared Harris,
that
is my pick,
although
I haven't seen a lot of these.
That is also my pick. I thought Mahershala Ali did a great job in True
Detective. He did do a good job, and he did a great job in old man makeup, too, which I think is really, maybe that more belongs to the hair and makeup people, but like, yeah, he played a role that takes place in three different time periods, and he really did a good job of kind of like distinguishing each one. And
he was really, really great.
Yeah.
My only other note on this category was I put no exclamation point next to Sam Rockwell for Fosse Verdon.
I didn't see that. I don't really have anything against Sam Rockwell. Every time I see his face, I'm like, get off my TV.
Yes, exactly. Sam Rockwell.
He always has terrible hair at award shows. Is he bald? Does he need a better wig person?
I don't know.
It's always like dyed like, you know, an old man dyes it in his bathroom. It looks like it's just really terrible.
I don't know.
Comb your hair, Sam Rockwell.
I also, it's a real travesty that he won a fucking Oscar for that POS three billboards. So I don't want him to win anything ever. So, yeah, I put no exclamation point next to Sam Rockwell. I think he was fine in that role. He was definitely outshone by Michelle Williams, who did an outstanding job. And that brings us to lead actress in the limited series or movie. Amy Adams.
I have Amy
God
Adams.
God loves a trier, Amy Adams. Amy Adams was nominated for Sharp Objects. Amy Adams. I feel like they should give it to her to prevent a Leonardo DiCaprio situation where she's just going to try and try and try and try more and more obscure roles in the hopes of being recognized. Yeah. Like, she's always nominated for everything she's in. She never wins. So I'd be fine with her, even though that was a POS. Patricia Arquette for Escape at Dannemora. Anjanou Ellis for When They See Us, Joey King for The Act, Niecy Nash, When They See Us, and Michelle Williams for Fosse Verdon.
I don't have strong feelings about this category because I haven't seen any of it except parts of Sharp Objects, but Amy Adams, I think they're going to give it to her for some reason.
I think Michelle Williams is going to win. She was truly outstanding. She was really amazing. But also, I think Joey King got a lot of...
What's The Act?
The Act is that thing about the Munchausen by proxy where she ended up killing her mom.
Yeah.
Played by Patricia Arquette.
I meant to watch that.
Was
it good? Did you watch it?
I didn't yet. Okay. It was supposed to be good. Okay, so let's move on. I don't have very strong feelings about that either, but I think Joey King might be a surprise in that. Supporting actor in a drama. Just the entire cast of Game of Thrones. Alfie Allen, Game of Thrones.
Oh my God.
Jonathan Banks for Better Call Saul. Nikolai Coster-Waldau for Game of Thrones. Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones. Giancarlo Esposito, Better Call Saul. Michael Kelly, House of Cards. Chris Sullivan, This Is Us. All right, let's just take off Michael Kelly, House of Cards, and Chris Sullivan. Sorry.
Who and who?
Yeah, not relevant. I think it's hilarious that Lily Allen wrote a song calling her brother a slacker and he's now nominated for an Emmy. He just went out and got a job on like the top TV show in the world.
Is that who that is?
Yes.
That's funny.
But I mean, sure, Alfie Allen was fine. It's obviously going to go to somebody from Game of Thrones. I would be fine
Peter
with
Dinklage.
Any. Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's the only one. Who
he
I
has
know.
Won for Game of Thrones before. Yeah. I would be fine with any. Jonathan Banks as Mike Ehrmantraut is heartbreaking. Just his sad, sad face breaks my heart.
Yeah. I picked Giancarlo Esposito, but I'm switching my... I do think Jonathan Banks was pretty outstanding in this season of Better Call Saul.
Yeah. I think it's going to go to Peter Dinklage, maybe. But I'd also be happy with Nikolai Coster-Waldau. Sure, let's get some handsome... incest people winning. I don't know.
It's about time.
Supporting actor, comedy. Whew. Oh boy, let's strap in. I have all I have next to this category with a 7 exclamation points. This is also a very, very tough.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I have a strong pick.
Before we get to the nominees though, I just want to say, first of all, Emmys, we're available for this kind of content tonight. You do not need to trot out Peter Krause and Angela Bassett from the Fox hit 9/11. Or 9/11, not 9/11. Sorry. It's a different show. There's just a random list of presenters tonight. And Peter Krause and Angela Bassett made the list.
Okay.
Because Fox is paying the bill, I guess. First of all, I just want to say comedy is hard, you guys. Like, it's, it's not, these people that are nominated are truly doing like amazing, amazing work. The nominees are, except for Alan Arkin and the Kominsky Method. Fuck that POS. Alan Arkin for the goddamn Kominsky Method, Anthony Carrigan, North Hollywood Henry is nominated for Barry, Tony Hale for Veep, Stephen Root is nominated for Barry, Tony Shalhoub for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Henry Winkler for Barry.
Fuck.
I just, what?
Who does, just, who wins in your heart, Leah?
Oh, God. I mean, Anthony Carrigan is already a winner, so I don't know that he even needs it. Henry Winkler gives me faith that there are still good people in the world. I feel like it's tough. Stephen Root, I hate his face. I hate
his
face.
He's so fucking good.
But he is outstanding in this show. Tony Hale did a really awesome job in this last season of Veep. Mm-hmm. I mean, his arc was truly like dark, and Tony Hale got to do more this season than he has in prior seasons. Sorry, Tony Shalhoub. I think you're great, but you've probably he's probably won something for playing that OCD detective, right?
Probably.
Money. And Alan fucking Arkin, you better stay seated if they call your name. You better refuse to accept that award.
I think Tony Hale's going to take it. The winner of my heart and my love forever is NoHo Hank. Oh, that so it, his performance this season, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard.
Yeah.
He steals every scene.
He truly, truly does. He's so good. So amazing. Good. But Henry Winkler is such a mensch. Okay, supporting actress in a... I'm very torn on that, and lead actress in a comedy. It's going to be... Whew,
yeah.
Stay tuned to our Twitter feed, guys. supporting actress in a drama, the nominees are Gwendolyn Christie for Game of Thrones.
I just picked one of the four people from Game of Thrones. I don't know who any of them are.
Julia Garner for Ozark, Lena Headey from Game of Thrones, Fiona Shaw in Killing Eve, Sophie Turner in Game of Thrones, and Maisie Williams, Game of Thrones. Yeah, I do think it's going to go to somebody in Game of Thrones.
Chances are.
Fine. I would love the 7-foot regal knight Gwendolyn Christie to win. But
oh, is that who that is?
Yeah, yeah.
She's cool. Yeah, she's my pick. But how funny would it be if Fiona Shaw?
I love Fiona Shaw. I put she's her great, as my but come pick. On. She's amazing.
Oh, yeah, my pick is Julia Garner. She was incredible in Ozark.
She was. Both seasons, she has been truly incredible in that show. And yeah, Sophie Turner really, I don't know if it was, I'm not saying it was when she got with a Jonas that her acting got so much better, but I'm not saying it's not related. Maisie Williams was great. I don't know. I thought this season of Game of Thrones was fine. It was fine. But I do think all those, I thought the whole cast was really, really good. So I'd be fine with any of them winning. I love Fiona Shaw and I would be fine if she won, but she's not going to. She doesn't have a hope. Julia Garner is truly doing amazing work on Ozark.
She got waterboarded, you guys. Give her an Emmy.
Yeah, right? Supporting actress in a comedy, Alex Borstein for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Anna Chlumsky for Veep, Sian Clifford for Fleabag. I look like a pencil. Olivia Colman, Fleabag. Betty Gilpin for Glow, Sarah Goldberg for Barry, Marion Hinkle in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Kate McKinnon for Saturday Night Live.
Tough.
It is tough. Maren Hinkle, sorry. Who I don't know who she is or who she plays. I don't know. I'm very worried it's going to be somebody from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I have Olivia Colman as my pick. She's riding high on
She was so good.
She's riding high on her post-Oscar buzz. Mm-hmm. Anna Chlumsky is good in Veep. I don't know. I think they just threw the nominee at her.
That's my pick, just because I saw the word Veep after it.
Yeah. Who is Sarah Goldberg in Barry?
That's his girlfriend. What's her
name? Oh, she's really good.
She's really good.
She's so good.
That's and tough. I would be happy to see her win. My pick is Betty Gilpin.
I put Betty Gilpin as who I want to win. Yeah. I think she's awesome and Glow.
She's
I think
so good.
Glow is a really good show, you guys.
It's incredible. I'm sorry. I just keep saying the same words over and over again. I'm still only like 6 episodes into this season, and I'm just still blown away by it. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. Mark Maron, man. Who knew?
Yeah. I watched some of his stand-up last weekend, and fuck, he's really funny. This Mark Maron, you guys should check him out.
I'm talking. Glow is literally single-handedly responsible for turning me around on Mark Maron and maybe men wearing turquoise jewelry.
Yeah.
Fine with it, guys. Okay. Supporting actor in a limited series or movie, Asante Black for When They See Us, Paul Dano, Escape at Dannemora, John Leguizamo, When They See Us, Stellan Skarsgård for Chernobyl, Ben Whishaw, A Very English Scandal, and Michael K. Williams for When They See Us. I didn't pick anyone because I haven't seen any of these.
I saw A Very English Scandal. That feels like it's from 7 years ago.
Yeah.
If that's the guy who I think it is, he was great.
It's the little guy who
wants his NHS card.
Yeah, Ben Whishaw also plays Paddington, so, you know, give him an Emmy.
I haven't seen... Oh, no, I guess I have seen some of this. Anyway, I picked Michael K. Williams because he's Michael K. Williams.
Oh, yeah, sure. I shared an elevator with Michael K.
Williams. I heard.
So he's my pick. Supporting actors in the limited series or movie, Patricia Arquette for The Act. She plays the mom who Munchausen's her kid. And then ends up dead.
Spoilers.
Marcia Stephanie Blake for When They See Us. Patricia Clarkson, Sharp Objects. Vera Farmiga, When They See Us. Margaret Qualley in Fosse Verdon. Emily Watson in Chernobyl. I feel like it's going to go to a Patricia. Not too pushed on who it goes to. I've heard that Patricia Arquette in The Act was amazing. I thought Patricia Clarkson's entire style of acting through her wardrobe in Sharp Objects was great. Just standing ramrod straight and barely opening her mouth. I feel like... I don't know. Emmy voters might like that.
Yeah. I picked Emily Watson. I don't know if I really think she's going to win, but she was great in Chernobyl.
Was she?
Yeah.
Did she live?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Variety Talk Series. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Full Frontal with Sam B. Jimmy Kimmel Live. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. The Late Late Show with James Corden. And The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Who cares?
I don't watch...
They're all the same fucking
show. Yeah, I don't watch any of these, you guys, but...
I watched Last Week Tonight. It's pretty good.
Think it's gonna go to... I just trust that I'll see a viral clip when something worthwhile happens on one of these shows, because that's
how they're all produced now. Yeah. To make a viral clip.
And speaking of that, I think The Late Late Show with James Corden will win for Carpool Karaoke.
Okay, can we do we care about any of these other categories?
Reality writing. TV competition.
Oh,
I do actually want to talk about directing and writing.
Okay. I love that Nailed It is nominated. I love that show. I think Drag Race is going to take it, but Nail It is so funny.
Do you really think Drag Race is going to take it?
Yeah.
In this economy?
What do you think? Top show?
No, it's not going to be
American
Top
Ninja
Chef.
Award?
It's going to be the fucking Amazing Race. It's going to be...
Oh, right.
Some...
Does that always win?
It's, yeah. It's or The Fucking Voice. I don't know. But my notes God. On
Can
that category
imagine?
Were, who cares? ? Directing for a drama series. Jason Bateman's nominated for Ozark. Lisa Brulman for Killing Eve. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss for Game of Thrones. Adam McKay is nominated for Succession. David Nutter for Game of Thrones. Nutter. Dana Reed for The Handmaid's Tale. Miguel Sapochnik for Game of Thrones. So that is...
That's interesting.
Three nominations for Game of Thrones.
My ballot just said Game of Thrones. It didn't note that there were three different directors nominated.
Yeah, so they're nominated for different episodes. Yeah. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss and Miguel Sapochnik are... Both, they're nominated for, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss are nominated for The Iron Throne, which is the last episode, and Miguel Sapochnik was nominated for The Long Night. I think of those two, I don't know what David Nutter was nominated for. I think of those two, The Long Night was the better episode, but I think David Benioff and D.B. Weiss are going to win, because, I don't know, they have to win.
Interesting.
I don't know. I thought Jason Bateman did a great job directing Ozark. Shot beautifully. I thought it was great. Directing for a comedy series, Alec Berg for Barry, Harry Bradbeer for Fleabag, Mark Sandrowski for The Big Bang Theory, Bill Hader for Barry, Danielle Palladino for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Amy Sherman Palladino, or Daniel Palladino, sorry. So two Palladinos are nominated for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which really worries me. Who do you have in that category?
Well, I don't have the episodes in front of me, but my pick would be Barry. Every episode was flawless. I think Fleabag could take this one.
Yeah, I think Fleabag could take it too, especially if it doesn't win some of the other categories. Mm-hmm. But I am worried that because it was the last season of The Big Bang Theory, and that is just a fucking award show juggernaut, that will win something.
What a world.
Yeah, what a world. And it's also troubling that... I don't know. It's not troubling. I just don't like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel enough to... It annoys me that it's nominated for two. Directing for a limited series or movie, Ava DuVernay, When They See Us, Thomas Kail for Fosse Verdon, Stephen Frears, A Very English Scandal, Johan Renck is nominated for Chernobyl, Ben Stiller for Escape at Dannemora, and Jessica Yu for Fosse Verdon.
I swear to God, Escape at Dannemora was nominated for Oscars too.
Maybe for... Really?
Maybe it was Golden Globes.
I don't know.
I picked Chernobyl. I don't know.
I picked Ava DuVernay, I think.
Yeah. That has to get some awards. I'm just not picking it for anything because I didn't see it. I'm sure it was great.
Yeah, same. And then let's go to writing, and then we can talk some more about what should happen or who we want to see jettison tonight. Writing for a drama series, Jesse Armstrong, Succession, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss for Game of Thrones, The Iron Throne was the episode, Emerald Fennell for Killing Eve, Peter Gould and Thomas Schnauz for Better Call Saul, Jed Mercurio for Bodyguard, and Bruce Miller and Kira Snyder for The Handmaid's Tale. Have you watched any of The Handmaid's Tale?
Mm-mm.
No, I couldn't get past the first season. I didn't make it through the first season. Every episode felt like it was approximately 7 hours long.
Yeah.
And it's bleak. I understand.
I hear it's less bleak. As oh, really? Things on. Start looking up?
Yeah, but post-apocalyptic. I don't know. World. Yeah, I'm not in a place in my life where I can accept The Handmaid's Tale.
As I've mentioned, I'm just giving it to Game of Thrones. I think. Wait, yeah, directing, right?
Yeah,
I think Succession. Wait, did we? I must be.
No, this is writing.
Oh, writing. Same picks though. Giving it to Game of Thrones, I think Succession should win.
Yeah, I do think Succession should win. As you astutely noted, that is like the only show that can have like a conference call be the like have your heart really pumping.
Yeah,
like, it was filled with drama. Writing for a comedy series, Alec Berg and Bill Hader for Barry, Phoebe Waller-Bridge for Fleabag, Maya Erskine and Anna Conkle, Stacey Osei-Kufour for Pen 15, Leslie Headland, Natasha Lyonne, Amy Poehler for Russian Doll, David Mandel for Veep, Josh Siegel and Dylan Morgan for The Good Place, and Alison Silverman for Russian Doll. Russian Doll is nominated for two separate episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the writing on Fleabag was outstanding.
Yeah, it's nominated, this is a tough category.
Nominated for episode one of the second season. And in thinking about it, I was like, that episode was nearly perfect. Like, it established, like, this jump in time.
Yeah.
It set her up as a different... or trying to be a different person, and it had like all the family interplay, and it
is that the one
Todd
where they're
Priest.
At the restaurant? Yes. Yeah, that was so good.
But Alec Berg and Bill Hader, I think the writing on Barry is also flawless.
Mm-hmm. My heart goes to Russian Doll, but I'd be happy to see Barry or Fleabag win.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like the writing in Russian Doll was also amazing. And I would love to see Amy Poehler get up there and just do a jerk-off motion and walk off the stage. I feel like that's... and then there's like writing for a limited series and writing for a variety series.
Can we talk a little bit about the creative arts?
Yes, please.
Emmys. I just have some announcements.
Yeah.
Simpsons won for animated series, which congrats to them. They beat Big Mouth, which congrats to Big Mouth for being nominated. That show's great. Leaving Neverland won for documentary or nonfiction special, which that was incredible. It did beat Fire, the Netflix Firefest documentary, and The Inventor.
What was The Inventor?
The Elizabeth Blood. And, yeah.
Oh, was that called The Inventor?
The Inventor, right? I can't read my own handwriting.
The Investor? The Inventor?
No. The Inventor, Out for Blood in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
Parts Unknown won for informational series or special, which it beat out Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, so fuck you. And it beat the R. Kelly documentary.
You mean fuck you in a good way, right?
To comedians and cars, yes, getting coffee? Yeah, fuck yeah. off. The biggest upset for me personally was, Carpool Karaoke beat one for Variety Special, pre-recorded, and it beat Homecoming, Beyonce.
Yes, that's right.
And it beat Nanette, which, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Free Solo won a cinematography award, another movie that won Oscars, coming for Emmys now.
Yeah.
And Queer Eye won, yes, Structured Reality, beating out Shark Tank. Fuck you, Shark Tank. That's, yeah, all I have to say.
Yeah.
And it beat Marie Kondo.
She loves a mess. It's fine. let's talk about Homecoming. That is truly despicable.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the criteria are. Like, maybe it's like Homecoming was an incredible stage show. Maybe all the craft was not things that are considered when talking about how to put together a television show.
No, I don't know.
I just, the idea that Homecoming could lose to anything in any category is incredible to me.
Yeah. I did see a tweet from one of the people on Homecoming who said, I walked backwards down a stairs holding a 50-pound camera while I was belayed to a guy behind me pulling me. Like, that's how they filmed it.
It should have beat Free Solo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, was it for production or what was it for? Direction or?
No, just outstanding variety special.
Yeah, that is
so. It's bullshit. There's like live and pre-recorded. The live ones are all like last year's Emmys, last year's Oscars. Pre-recorded is,
yeah,
things like that.
That is bullshit.
It's also such a weird category that Carpool Karaoke, Homecoming, and Nanette are in the same category.
Yeah, that's 2019 in a nutshell. It's weird
as like the television landscape changes to see how these categories kind of struggle to keep up with like categorizing television. Yeah. Because it's like we talked about how if it's a half hour, it's a comedy. If it's an hour, it's a drama.
Yeah.
What else did I have to say? Oh, I was going to ask you, what do you think the first reality show, award show will be to get rid of gendered acting categories? Because that has to be coming, right? Lead actor, lead actress. Like, at some point, someone's going to be nominated who's not, on the gender binary.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, Hollywood's historic. Last year was the first year in Asian one,
I know, right?
For lead actress. So
who's gonna do this in year 30-31?
Oh, there won't be a 30. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of part of the thing, is like there's no other industry where, you know, there's this much. It's like the relevance of all this, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like just the very fact that like Hollywood's not looking at that. Like Hollywood's not, you know. I do feel like the landscape is changing, as you said, just because there's like so many platforms now. Mm-hmm. It's like you can have your show on whatever, like YouTube Snapchat. Red, YouTube, TikTok, whatever, you right. know. Yeah, there are so many platforms and there are all these ways. Yeah, like this is going to be obsolete because mm-hmm. everybody's watching something different, you know. Yeah. Like it's, I don't know. I'm still just. Now I'm re-pissed about the fact Homecoming didn't win anything. I was very, very moved by the Paul McCartney Carpool Karaoke that I watched at your
Is that
behest.
What was nominated?
I don't know.
Okay.
But
we're very informed here.
Yeah. you don't come here for hard-hitting news, guys.
Yeah, that was great.
Leave
I
that
watched
for
that
Tucker Carlson.
At the behest of my friend, hey Bina, shout out to my friend Bina.
Hey Bina.
Her kids, who are young, love that. They like would watch it every night, so I watched it with them, and it was really like moving to see these kids who do they know about the Beatles.
Yeah,
like, they still loved it.
Yeah,
kids love the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it was very heartwarming.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I do think like that's my beef with it. Like, this is all fucking obsolete. Like, Mandy Moore is gonna be fine going home without her. Like, sorry to pick on Mandy Moore,
yeah,
but she is really I don't know, I follow her on Instagram and she's beautiful and happy and whatever. Yes. She's gonna be fine no matter what, you know.
Right.
And all these people will, like, they're all gonna go home and sleep on their piles of money no matter what whether they win or not.
And, right.
But I will be mad if Michael fucking Douglas or Ellen
Arkin. I know. It's so weird. It's so weird to care. Like, do you think we could just get rid of award shows? Or do you think it's good to have, like, I mean, that sort of competition to make the best
That's my thing. I go back and forth on it because I truly, yeah, it is all, like, I don't know, have the award shows be like the fucking, like, electoral college, if that's what it's going to be. Like, this is all a big circle jerk. Like, the Emmy voters are people who are in the, you know, it's like, everybody knows that the Oscars are bought. Everybody knows that. I don't know if the Emmys are bought. I don't think it's at that level. I don't think any of this is important enough to, you know, but it's all money. It's all a business. That's all.
Sure. Any of like this we could is. Never know the like political machinery that goes on that's behind all the scenes.
Any of this is.
Unless someone wants to let us in on
sure.
the political machinery. You can tell us. Tweet at us, please. If you're
and again,
an Emmy voter.
This is not to say we're not available to host. I mean, we are absolutely willing to take your swag
11 a.m. I can be on the red carpet in probably 3 hours.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, we finished our green juice just before the show. We are red carpet ready. But yeah, I feel like on the one hand, like this is all, stupid circle jerk that doesn't mean anything. But then I also do feel like art and making good art and having access to like representation in a way that we haven't before. I mean, so many of these stories are about women, told by women. Mm-hmm. So many of these stories are like shedding light on like important historical things.
Yeah.
Like
Chernobyl.
Who knew about fucking Escape at Dannemora?
I still don't know what it's about.
I don't either. But like when they see us, you know, things like that, having that story told from the perspective of the truth, you know, this is all like, I'm not saying it's important. Like,
well, but I think art is important. Yeah. I think the question is like whether, you know, we need this sort of excessive celebration of rich people. But I don't know. I think ultimately it's good. It's nice to reward.
Yeah, art. And it's also,
as long as Big Bang Theory doesn't win anything, I'll be happy.
It also fucking really makes me mad that, like, this, nothing is simple anymore. Like, there's no, like, you, of course, everyone can enjoy whatever the fuck they want. Like, you can be as involved in whatever as you need to. But, like, again, just it's jarring to have, like, millions of people marching saying, like, please don't murder the actual Earth. Mm-hmm. And then to have, like, who are you wearing? You know, right. It's just, and
I feel like every day now is this weird existential crisis where it's like I go to work and I, you know, make small talk with my coworkers and it seems like a crazy thing to do right now.
Yeah.
And then something like this, you know, a climate march and then the Emmys in the same weekend just puts that in very stark relief.
Yeah, it's very, very jarring.
Yeah.
And yet I care deeply that J-Lo fucking wore that dress at Milan Fashion Week to close it out. Like, I'm, you know, and that's the other thing. Like, it's just everything just constantly throws in your face, like, the ways you're failing. And I don't know. I welcome a return to, I was going to say I welcome a return to, like, Amish, like, whatever. But now I saw an article that the fucking, like, Amish and Mennonites are taking over TikTok and doing it, like, amazingly. So I don't know. What a time to be alive, you guys. What a time to be alive. I'm just saying I look forward to the Mennonites being nominated next year for an Emmy for their outstanding TikTok variety drama series.
Okay. Well, on that note.
Oh, no, let me just say one more thing really quickly. Writing for a variety series, Saturday Night Live remains fucking like an eternal nominee, and that shit hasn't been good or relevant in 30 years.
I think Saturday Night Live has always been the fucking same. It's 80% bad, and you watch it to, you know, keep your finger on the temperature of what's going on, but then like every couple weeks there's an amazing sketch or a breakout thing. It's not ever any worse or any better.
It's also,
that's my hot take.
A business, and Shane Gillis can tell you about that. Whatever. Oh, God. What time to be alive, you guys. Okay, tune in to Fox tonight for the Emmys and keep it here on BFF.FM. We'll be back next week with more TV on the radio. Thanks for listening.